time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
So last week I was abandoned. Not abandoned, but I had someone in studio. Now I have a different person. Who are you? You just walked in here.
So we're going to rotate every second week.
Okay.
So yeah. So it's Tian again. I'm back again.
Okay.
Always here, Dem. You just can't seem to get rid of me.
We can't, because apparently Edward had some problems with you. You guys had a fault and a brawl.
No, not at all.
And then decided to bring it to me.
Not at all. Not at all.
Are you going to misbehave? Because if you're going to, then
we're going to try. We'll try
to misbehave.
And look, it's going
to
be a good show if we misbehave.
Good radio. Listen, he's from the IT department here at the university. Let's chat about what's happening with the internet quote. For
sure.
The students.
Okay. So once this hasn't happened very often, but this year the internet, sort of student internet's changed a bit.
Why?
The pricing of it and how you pay for it.
Okay.
So it's moved over to a pay-as-you-go system. And that means if you're a new student, you would have probably realized this already. You came to campus, you didn't have any internet.
Mm-hmm.
You actually need to load your internet as a pay-as-you-go. And you do that under the same place where you do your password, that to use the ADM.
So, like, if you want to deposit money, or is it like that, something like a bank?
Okay, so it's like, it works like a normal recharge value on your cell phone.
Okay.
So you go into the website, you charge it, and it gets charged to your student account.
Mm-hmm.
You charge it with $100 or whatever you need for the month. However, make sure that you realize that it's only allotted to 1,200 Rand, 1,200 Rand per year on your student account. After that, it's cash.
Okay.
And that means you have to go pay it at the cashiers in Admin B building.
But then isn't that more difficult? Because last year, just okay, you got your internet card and you could
look, the reason it. The reason is a lot of people paid ahead of time and they didn't use all the money. And, okay, you know, that's problems. And then what also happens is sometimes people download stuff they're not supposed to.
That is the truth.
And it runs in the background, and then your student bill gets charged with, we had an incident last year of 10,000, right?
What did you guys do over there?
Yes. I think so a student had a little mishap and, you know, it was a 10,000 Rand bill.
I feel like it's you. I feel like this is coming from your past.
So no, it wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. I make sure I don't do stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So it's to make sure that you don't go over your quota.
Okay. And then also, what's happening with the Microsoft textbooks?
Okay, so check here. We've got the STP that's running the Student Technology Program. We've got loads and loads of lacquer tablets on there, right? At good prices, especially for students and staff.
Mm.
However, I need to tell you about this Microsoft Nextbook.
Okay.
It's being launched by Microsoft. Sole partner is Macro, believe it or not. Macro, the big chain Macro.
Yeah.
And you can buy a Nextbook. There's a baby brother and there's a big brother. The baby brother is 8-inch. The big brother, 10-inch.
Okay.
All the features you need except 3G, but Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, the whole works. So that means you can use it on campus.
Mm.
Keyboard. And you get a year of Office in that as well. Year of Office use Microsoft Office.
Okay.
$2,599, so $2,600.
That's reasonable.
That is Windows 8.1, full Windows 8.1. It's a bloody lovely thing I had in my hands. It's beautiful. So go and have a look.
Where can they get it? Like,
you can get it online. It's not on campus. You have to go to a Macro or get it online at Macro, and they can deliver.
Okay,
well.
So they deliver it.
Yeah, so if you don't find something to your needs on the STP, have a look there as well. It's a very good deal, and I think
it's a good deal.
I'll get tipped on the fingers about it now because I'm not sponsoring the STP, but I think it's a good deal. Go have a look at it.
And what else is there that the kids should know about?
Okay, well, so
why are you sighing? I feel like you're upset.
No, this Eskom thing, you know?
Okay, that is the truth.
Yeah, so a sigh is good enough, I suppose. But let's just quickly go through some tips and tricks. Load shedding is here. It's going to be here for the next few months. Please, we've had people losing hardware. We've had people losing desktops and laptops. This happens.
Oh, God.
All right, so you plugged into your sockets, electricity socket, your PC switched on, and suddenly the load shed goes and it...
Everything's gone.
That's okay. As soon as it comes back on, the power comes back on, there's a surge. And that's the problem. That's the thing that blows your motherboard or blows the screen.
Yeah. So what then?
Then it's nach nellas. Sorry. Tutag vorbei. Klar.
Calm effects, nothing.
Nix.
I saw the funniest hashtag, Eshkom.
Eshkom, yeah. So please make sure that you know when the load shedding, happens in your area.
Yeah.
Plug out all your electrical equipment. Not just, I'm talking microwave, fridge, TVs, all of that.
Mm.
All of that are prone to these sort of power surges.
Yeah.
Make sure that your cell phone, your mobile devices are charged. If you've got a laptop, charge it beforehand if you know that it's going to be load shedding tomorrow.
And if your battery's low, don't charge it. If you know that there's going to be load shedding.
Yeah, if there's load shedding going on, you won't be able to charge it. Invest yourself in a nice power bank for your mobile device if you really are a mobile device user.
Power bank.
Exactly. It's just being smart about it. And remember, think about cash as well, hey, students?
Yeah.
We all forget we live in this cashless society, but if the ATM and the little switch a car thing is broken or powers off at the vendor,
you can't
buy without cash.
Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you go around and look at your. The main thing I want to say is just look at your schedule. Make sure that you know your schedules for your load shedding.
Okay. Let's just go through those 3 points that we chatted about. So it's the internet quote for students that are
pay as you go now.
Okay.
Same place where you used to do. You normally do it. User ADM. Pay as you go, and after pay as you go, it's cash at the cashiers.
And then the Microsoft Nextbook.
Microsoft Nextbook, get it at Macro, get it online, have it delivered, $2,600. A stunning, 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 I want to say laptop, but it's a tablet with a keyboard. Stunning.
And don't charge your laptops and electrical stuff if Eskom is going to act up.
Yes, and please plug out any electrical plans while the power's off.
Tian, thanks so much for coming into studio. What can we expect for next week? Are you bringing me something nice?
We'll try to keep it up in there. I think we're going to have a few techie stuff next week as well, which will be interesting.
Live. Well, that was the Bits and Bytes going down every Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It's every Wednesday.
So confused.
It's still Wednesday. It's not Friday yet. Sorry.
Every Wednesday right here on Lunch with Leslie. Playing new music from Arjen Chupa, Iman Albatross.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.